is a tape recorded interview between Senior Constable Javot and John Hustwaite of 10 Mercil Road, Alphington, conducted at the Northcote Police Station on Friday, the 1st of February 2002. Persons present are corroborated, Constable Pilgrim.
Constable Pilgrim, 33210.
Okay, John, do you agree the time now is 1:55 p.m.?
I do not have my glasses. I cannot see the face of the watch. I agree with nothing. I accept. I need my glasses. I don't have them. You took them off me.
Did we?
I accept what time you say it is. I can't see the face. You took my glasses from me.
Who took your glasses from you?
Other evil droog.
Are they out in your property?
Yes.
Can you go and grab them?
Don't bother. I agree with you. Yes, the time is what you say it is. I'm pulling your chain. Don't waste your fucking time. Yes, I agree. I don't give a fuck what time it is. I don't give a fuck what year it is. I don't give a fuck what day it is.
Okay.
You go.
Alright,
don't worry about the glasses.
Can you state your full name and address there?
John Francis Hustwaite, 10 Mercil Road, Alphington, 14-7-30-fucking-9. Whatever low-life cunt is ever going to hear this. You got it? Scumbag? Not you. You're two nice guys.
Okay. Now, John,
I didn't steal a fucking cunt's ladder.
The quicker we get this interview done with, the quicker you can go.
Excellent. Okay. I'm starving.
Can you state your full name before you set your
estate?
I intend to interview you in relation to a theft. Before continuing, I must inform you that you are not obliged to say or do anything, but anything you say may be given
to say a lot. Yes, I understand. Yes, I'm intelligent, highly educated, world-traveled, and when my mother dies, the cunt naughty, I get $2.5 million, and I can't wait to fucking get it. But the cunt won't die. I'm not allowed the knicker.
I must also inform you of the following rights.
True.
You may communicate with or attempt to communicate with a friend or relative and inform that person of your
whereabouts. No! I have no friends.
You may communicate with or attempt to communicate with a legal practitioner.
No!
Do you understand these rights?
Yes, I can't afford.
Do you wish to exercise any of these
rights? No!
Before the interview proceeds?
Proceed.
Okay. What is your age and date of birth?
62-14-7-1939.
Right.
The day the French Revolution started, called Bastille Day. Interesting, isn't it? That's when the French fucking imbeciles and peasants rose up and killed everybody. They killed the government, the police, the army, and the rich. They murdered them, butchered them, guillotined them, fucking gutted them, raped them, fucked them, burnt them.
John.
Yes.
Can we get back to the interview?
Yes, please.
Right. Are you an Australian citizen?
Yes.
Are you a permanent resident?
Yes.
In Australia?
Yes.
And are you of Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander descent?
I'm thinking about it. As far as I know, I never met my father. I think it's maybe.
Okay. The reason we're here, John, is about a ladder that was stolen from 75 Fulham Road.
Yes.
At 1:30 this morning. What can you tell me about that?
I have 3 ladders. I don't need any more.
All right. The ladder that we spoke to, you agree we spoke to you about 1:30 today? Down in
I don't own a watch. I pawned it for whiskey. Yes, yes. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a watch.
And there was a ladder on top of you, on top of a gold
Yes.
Whose car was that?
Anthony's. I don't know his other name.
All right, and he's a mate of yours, is he, or...?
I don't have any mates, officer.
He's
a young man who I assist because his father topped himself, gassed himself to death in the drive, and the kid found the body.
All right.
Apparently I remind him of his father.
Okay.
Interesting.
That ladder,
true story.
Where did that ladder come from?
I picked it up in the carport.
And which carport's that?
Where you found me, the rear of 80 Fulham Road, Alphington. You know how to spell Alphington with an A? 30
Alright, and have you seen that letter before?
No, never.
Alright, and whose place is it at 84?
I'm told Suzanne Murphy owns the house. Her daughter lives there called Melanie. The mother doesn't live there.
Alright.
I've met the mother 3-5 times, and I like the mother. She's very, very attractive, and she's 52 years of age, and if I get the chance, I'd love to fuck her. By the way, I'd just as soon have fucked the daughter.
Alright.
That's why I'm there.
John, just for the rest of the interview, could we just stick to what we're talking about?
You asked me a question, I gave you an honest answer.
Okay.
Why am I there for nothing? Because I'd want to fuck either Sheila or both of them at once, preferably. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
It's alleged...
You're interested.
Can I... I'll just put the allegations to you. It's alleged that you took that ladder at approximately 1:30 this morning from 75 Fulham Road. What do you say?
I had... no way. I was in my house watching television, fucking sound asleep. I was entertaining last night. I'm not a thief.
Who was at your house? Was anyone at your house with you last night that can prove where you were?
I picked her up in a hotel. I didn't ask her name. But I can find her again.
Do you know, would she be able to corroborate that you were
if
there?
If I can find her again.
All right.
I gave her $60.
When we were down
I
at...
I gave marijuana, I fucked her brains out.
When we were down at Mercer Road, where we...
So her panties were in my back pocket, which is in my property. Did you hear me? Her panties were in my back pocket. They're in my property bag.
Okay.
I kept her panties when I fucked her up this morning.
Okay.
I cooked breakfast. The cunt couldn't cook. And she wasn't even a good fuck.
Anything else?
No, son.
Okay. When we were down at Mercer Road, the actual owner of that ladder has actually identified you as the person she saw taken from the front of the house. What do you say to that?
The woman's lying. Okay. She looked like she'd be out in the street at 1:30 in the morning.
Well, I didn't say she was out in the street.
Well, how did she see me take the ladder? Bullshit.
So you deny that?
Fucking lying, scumbag, ethnic cunt. She should go back to where she came from, in a body bag. Got it?
Okay.
Right away. What do you think about the Woomera refugees? I'd go and murder every cunt and feed them to my dog. They've come out of a bad situation. They're in paradise and they're complaining that comes. I let them all nick themselves. Not a problem. Sew up their mouth. You hear me?
Oh.
I'm Australian, pal. We nicked this country off the fucking Aboriginal. The only mistake we made is we didn't kill every Aboriginal. We let some of the cunts live. That's why we've got an Aboriginal problem.
Okay.
Interesting, isn't it? Interesting observation. Think about it.
Now, does Anthony have any idea where the letter was
from? Anthony is just a fucking simple 21-year-old that's suffering from depression. His mother's depressed. His little daughter wants to kill himself and his older sister's turned her an infomaniac because Daddy nicked himself in the fucking drive. Got it? The whole family.
Did Anthony steal the letter?
Anthony's fucking home in bed. He's a fucking low-life loser. He can't get out of bed till fucking lunchtime. What's he going to steal?
Right. So let me guess, where did you find the ladder then?
In the carport of the rear lady.
Okay.
I was told to take away the rubbish and I could have anything in the backyard that I fancy.
Would you have any questions, Constable Pilgrim?
No, I don't see any, Constable Gervais.
I want the fucking ladder. I've got three.
All right.
I was going to give it away.
John, at this stage, this matter will be
excellent.
Reported.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
And you may receive a summons to go to court.
Charge me.
Okay.
Fucking excellent. I've got nothing to do. Waste the magistrate's time. He'll treat you like fucking imbeciles and fools, which he already knows.
Can you just hold on for 1 second? I've just got a couple of things to say before we finish.
Good.
You're not obliged to say or do anything unless you wish to do so, but whatever you say, then they record and give you an evidence.
Yes, wonderful.
Do you understand
that? I've got a lot to say.
Do you wish to say anything?
Yes, get more tape. Fuck, that's not funny.
Do you wish to make a further statement in relation to this matter?
No. I'm not a fucking thief. I'm a murderer.
Okay.
But the bodies, I ain't going to tell you where the bodies are.
Yep.
And there's no policeman amongst them.
Yep.
Only Nick Badgar.
You've had dealings with the Northcote police?
How do you spell Northcote? Is it with an N or an M? Where's Northcote? I live in Elphington.
Right.
I've never been to Northcote.
Okay.
Is it in Victoria? What does a Northcote police station look like? And is it red brick two stories? I think I've been all here right. Before, but I can't remember. I was drunk at the time.
Okay.
Or stoned.
Well, you go to the time now is...
Yes.
2:02.
Yes.
P.M.
I'll give you $20 for the watch.
What do you think? You finished that time.
Thank you.